Happy lunch, everyone. Juliana and Chris here.
Hi, everybody. It's lunch with the Schiavos.
Well, actually, I'm just glad we're not having lunch today at a restaurant.
No, I'm glad we're home today because we haven't had very good experiences.
We've had horrible experiences.
I mean, we love the food where we live now. The restaurants are really good and everything. It's just, I don't know, we've had really bad experiences with service. I don't know what's going on.
We have been waiting for food. We went to a restaurant two nights ago. We waited for our food for an hour.
Yeah, before that we were at another restaurant and it was good food, but we waited for like an hour for the food and it was just like, it seems to be a thing. I don't know if it's us or...
They're doing something weird in the back. That's all I can assume here. I mean, what's happening in the back of these restaurants that we're waiting an hour for food?
I don't know. It's just... You know,
are they having parties?
Yeah, I don't know. Are they just like planning it out on a chalkboard or something before they actually make it?
Are they playing board games?
Are they doing computer models of the food? I mean, what's
going on?
I don't understand.
And so what happened the other night is there was this couple sitting right next to us and they got their food like right when we got there. And because we were waiting an hour, I was starving. So I watched every morsel this guy put in his mouth and he was getting so annoyed because I couldn't stop salivating over his food. But he thought I was just like this weirdo because I was staring at him.
He's looking over at you like, why is this chick looking at me?
I was starving, honey. I was starving.
And the kids are with us too. And they're just every 2 minutes, like, I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry.
It's like we're abusing them and withholding nourishment.
And you want to be a role model, you know, for them. You're like, you want to teach them self-control. But, you know, like, you know, 15 minutes later, I'm just like, I'm so hungry. I'm so hungry. I become one of the kids.
He's like, where's the manager?
I got kind of irritated, didn't I?
So I asked for water.
Right.
But I did the thing that Chris hates when I ask for some water.
I don't like when she does this.
I say, may I have some tap water, please?
Oh, I hate that. I hate when she says that.
He does not like the phrase tap water.
What do you guys think of when you hear tap water? I mean, it sounds like this rusty spigot in the back where all the cleaning supplies are. And you're just like, yeah, just give me some water out of that. It's like really... cloudy.
But the thing in L, it's because we lived in LA for so long, if you ask for water, they'll give you like Perrier or they'll charge you $7 for like a French, you know, bubbly.
Yeah, you get really expensive water.
So in LA, I had to ask for tap water. So I changed it because Chris hated it. So then I would say, I'll have a glass of LA's finest.
Yeah. But it's just.
He hated that too. So now I just have to say water, please. Like, yeah. Water that you don't pay for, please.
Don't spend too much time on the water. In fact, give me something with a little bacteria in it. Or, you know, if it's a little weird color, I don't care. That's fine.
As long as you don't charge me.
Don't charge me.
So the end of the meal comes, and the waiter, restaurants have been doing this lately, and you guys probably have been experiencing this, but... They bring you, like, if you pay with your card, they'll bring you, it's like an iPad or whatever, and then standing holding it right in front of your face, it says tip amount. How much do you want to tip? 10%, 20%, 25%, custom?
And it would make it a little easier if at least they would look away or something, but they just stare at you while you're like, I'll put no tip. Really? Yeah.
Yeah,
really.
You're not going to do. You feel like you're kind of being like bullied into tipping.
You're being bullied.
It's tipping
like, you're
well.
Like putting pressure on you. Like it already took everything out of me to order my lunch and now you're putting pressure on me to like tip you.
Yeah, and they do. They give you the evil eye too. So they can tell if you're not going to tip
and
well.
And then when you don't put a tip on, they, you know, it's like they give you this thank you, sir.
Yeah, that little thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. Thanks for not tipping.
I'm going to follow you home in your car and get you to tip me. So the other thing, too, is that whenever they always ask you, you know, do you need anything? But they always ask you when your mouth is full.
The worst timing. You can't get a waiter for your life, if your life depended on it. But when they do finally come by, they always come by and they're always like,
how's your food?
It's good.
What?
It was very good.
I don't know. Do you like it?
Your mouth is filled with food. You can't talk.
Yeah.
I hate that.
So hopefully our restaurant experiences will improve.
Sorry for all the complaining. We just had to vent a little bit.
Yeah. So thanks for listening to us, and we'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Have a great lunch. Bye.